Miss Bennet, your sister told me at her visit last year that you had no governess, nor were you taken to town to expand your education there. Yet you enjoy reading. How did you manage that? She sounded more accusing than curious, as if Mary had performed a trick. What on earth? Mary glanced at Lizzie. What had she told Lady Catherine? Lizzie looked at her with exaggerated alarm.
We had no governess, it is true, but we were allowed to study whatever we wished, so long as we did not neglect our other duties and chores, Mary said.
I see. Lady Catherine sounded dubious. Mr. Collins seized an opening.
I think I can say that my cousins have had the benefit of a sizeable library at Longbourn, Lady Catherine. Quite provident of my kinsman, Mr. Bennet, to install such a large endowment of books.
Mary and Lizzie exchanged small glances. Mr. Collins had no doubt added the Longbourn Library to his accounting of his inheritance.
I saw no sign of such a library, Lady Catherine said. It is a smallish house, Mr. Collins, yet you say it has an admirable collection. Astonishing that so much care should be put into books, but for many country gentlemen, books are more for show than for reading.
That may be true of many other country gentlemen, but it is not true of my father, Mary said. He has read all of the books in our library, and has read many more besides.
I meant only to say,
Mr. Collins said, reversing himself in the face of Lady Catherine's argument,
that it is large for so small a country house.
I'm sure the Rosings Library is magnificent, Lizzie put in. Mary almost applauded. It was not possible to spend a month in Lady Catherine's presence to know that if she had a choice between insulting someone else's station and praising her own, she would choose the latter.
It is the best library in the country, and serves as a model for the kingdom, Lady Catherine said. The de Burghs have been adding to it for generations. I send my steward to London once a year to purchase the most important works in French, Italian, and German. Anne will add to it in her turn.
The Mysteries of Udolpho will be the first volume, Mary thought.
She dared not glance at Georgiana, as the girl appeared to be having difficulty in maintaining her composure. Troublesome to be thinking the same thing. It made solemnity most tiresome.